protests against Palladino continued at this week's Buffalo School Board meeting, but State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya is the only one who has the authority to remove Palladino.
You know, this is all on chartered territory. We'll have to see how this all plays out.
WBFO News spoke with Jay Warona, Deputy Executive Director and General Counsel with the New York State School Board Association. Warona declared this hearing is unprecedented.
That in order to remove an individual, the commissioner has to find that they have willfully violated the provisions of the law. And in this instance, the provisions of the law would be contained in the public officers law and the general municipal law, which require school board members to keep confidential all of the information that is contained in the context of executive session.
The commissioner will hear testimony in response to a school board petition from six board members calling for Palladino's removal. They say he violated executive session rules when he revealed the private board discussions about the teacher's contract that were printed in ArtVoice.
I think the ramifications of this are very serious. I think board members are expected to keep confidential information. Actually, it protects the public.
Palladino is claiming he released the teacher's contract information to prevent a crime or fraud by the board. Original calls for his removal all stem from his racist remarks made back in December against the Obamas in an ArtVoice article. He admits he wrote the comments, but is claiming his First Amendment rights for free speech have been violated.
But the only reason they're concerned about the so-called violation of confidentiality is because they're upset about what he said. So that's his defense.
As the New York State School Boards Association, this is something that does concern us.
Executive Director of the New York State School Board Association, Tim Creamer, tells WBFO News they're worried this case will give a false impression to the nation about how school boards operate.
Particularly this Buffalo School Board is operating in some nefarious way, that these are not people who are honest brokers. These are not people committed to public education in their community. And they are. And we hate to see this kind of conflict blow up in a national manner so that people are seeing this and believing that maybe this is the way all urban boards of education operate, or certainly the ones there in New York. And that's just simply not the case.
Although we've waited a really long time, I do feel confident that the commissioner's office has followed due process.
Rachel Dominguez is with the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization. She won the lottery and was granted a seat inside the hearing room.
Information will come out that explains what a distraction Carl Palladino has been to the parents, teachers, and most especially students.
About a dozen witnesses have been called to testify. That includes all nine city school board members. The six members of the board's majority will appear against Palladino. Board members Patty Pierce and Larry Quinn voted against the petition to remove Palladino. They're expected to appear on behalf of his defense. The hearing could extend into next week.
I hope that there is quite a bit of case law and that I expect that it may be even somewhat dull to those of us who are, you know, lay people in the district and not used to following these kinds of legal situations quite so closely. But, you know, that's what it needs to be.
Under the state education law, we've been told there's no provision for reprimanding or suspending a school board member.
So she can't even do a suspension or some kind of a slap on the hand?
Well, she can certainly slap him on the hand by what she might write in an opinion, right? So that could have some bearing, but that wouldn't necessarily have any specific teeth to it. And if she were to explore suspending him for a while, I don't know of any precedent for that, and I don't know if that's really contained in the law.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.